Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam forbade because he knew that his people, the ignorant ones, those who do not have knowledge, would come and take it as a masjid. Have any one of you been to Medina? Okay, we have, mashallah, 5 or 6. If you go to Medina, you will find that the ignorant still go to the chamber of the Prophet ﷺ, to the grave, and do horrendous things. Some of them bring a piece of cloth and they wipe the windows or the chrome or the gates or the tiles, and they take it with them when they go back home and they wash it. And they say that this is blessed, the dust is blessed, and all of this is nonsense. This chamber was not built by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It was built by the Turks 300 years ago. So what are you doing? You're seeking blessing from what the Turks did? This is not realistic. Those deviant sects have exaggerated when it came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They went into what is known as ghulu, extreme. We all love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but our love to him is portrayed by following him, by accepting his sunnah, by following every footstep of his. What led them to this? Shaitan. Allah says, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. And they are following the steps of shaitan, which led them into exaggerating, into extreme in portraying their love to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The true love is by following his sunnah every step of the way. We have hadith 168, so I'd appreciate it if someone reads it for us.
Narrated Abu Huraira that Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever attends the funeral procession till he offers the funeral prayer for it will get a reward equal to 1 qirat, and whoever accompanies it till burial will get a reward equal to 2 qirats. It was asked, what are 2 qirats? He replied, like 2 huge mountains. Muslim added, the smallest of them is equivalent to Mount Uhud.
Now, this hadith shows you and highlights the importance of following a funeral until it's buried, and also the importance of offering funeral prayer. And Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, when he heard this hadith, he did not believe that. We know that Ibn Umar was among the righteous companions who used to spend all of his time in prayers and fasting. And when he heard this hadith, he wanted to confirm. So he asked another companion and he told him, yes, the Prophet did say this. And then he started to cry, saying, by Allah, we have lost a lot of carrots. Not carrots that you eat, carrots of gold, carrots of good rewards. And that is why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever prays on a funeral will get 1 carat. And whoever follows a funeral until it's buried, he'll get 2 carats. When asked, what is carat? Is it carat of gold? Is it carat of land? Is it something we don't know? He said, each carat weighs as Mount Uhud does. It's a mountain. Have you ever seen Mount Uhud? It's a big mountain. I thought that it was, you know, this hill. It was a big thing. You take time to climb it, or at least to climb the small mountain where the archers were. It takes energy and it's not that easy. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that who does this gets this great reward. I personally know people that do this. Every Monday and Thursday, they fast and they go to the hospital randomly and visit any sick person. They knock the door, salam alaikum, my brother, how are you? May Allah make it easy. What are you suffering from? No, mashallah, you look okay. Allah Azza wa Jal will make it easy, and supplicate and say some dua. They go out from the hospital, they find some of these African ladies collecting garbage or whatever, the poor. We have a lot of them, and they buy them half a chicken and some rice, and they feed them. And then they go to the cemetery where there is a masjid next to it. They pray Dhuhr and they pray Asr on the account that they will find a funeral to pray and then follow it until it's buried. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever does these four things will enter Jannah. And they choose to do this every day of Monday and Thursday. The Prophet said, a hadith in Sahih Muslim, after praying Fajr, who among you fed a poor person? Abu Bakr said, I. Who among you is fasting? Abu Bakr said, I. Who among you visited a sick person? Abu Bakr said, I. Who among you followed the funeral? Abu Bakr said, I. The Prophet said, whoever does these four things in a day, Allah will make him among the people of Jannah. So it's a great reward to pray over a funeral and to follow it until it's buried. Not to follow it to the graveyard. Wait, it takes only 7 minutes, maximum 10 minutes. Everything happens fast when you die. Everything happens fast. Everyone wants to go. And that is why the Prophet said, when a person dies, three go to the cemetery, one stays and two go back. Three goes to the cemetery with you, your deeds, your family, and your wealth. Your deeds stay with you, your family and wealth go back. So it is a great reward that we should look up for. And these two carrots are easily lost as well. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever keeps a dog in his house, two carrots or a carrot is taken away from his good deeds every single day. Imagine if you have a dog in your house. So these easy come, yet easy go if you do not comply with the Quran and the Sunnah and you do not follow the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So if you have any questions, we will try to entertain them.
Sheikh, you mentioned about the images, that when you take the photos, the images, because it is from Allah, it's just a shadow of it. But is it okay if you do makeup and then somebody takes a picture? And is it okay when, you know, when you have to do like advertise or something, they go on the computer and they clear the blemishes and stuff like that?
It is not permissible to use Photoshop when you take pictures, because the end product is not Allah's creation. When you have a Photoshop or Illustrator, if you play with the image, I remember a brother of mine who was working with me in the department, we had to take photographs for IDs. So he took my photograph, and after 10 minutes, he came to me with a picture and said, do you know this? And I looked and I was like 10 years younger. It felt good. And I wanted to give the picture to my wife, so maybe she would appreciate it a bit. But I told him, what did you do? He said, no, I just removed some of the spots here and your white hair. I made it all black and, you know, gave you a brush up. And I said, this is haram and you're among those whom Allah will punish. Astaghfirullah wa tubu ilayh. And the brother, jazakallah khair, stopped doing that afterwards. So yes, these touch-ups are not permissible. It is permissible to take photos. You have to keep them as they are. Now, for advertisement purposes, yes, but the Sheikh, we would like to advertise his photo so that it would be appealing. He's not looking for another wife. Put it as it is, and if you change it, you will be under this punishment. May Allah protect us all.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
What is the legal ruling on 3D animation movies and games?
3D animation and games. I believe if you want to play with a game that is 3D, there is no problem, inshallah, providing it falls under the Islamic rulings, in the sense that there is no nudity. If you want to do Mortal Kombat, for example, and you have women wearing skirts up to their waists, and they do these sounds, and they jump around, and lots of nudity, and no, this is haram. This is prohibited. If it has excessive violence, it teaches the children how to, you know, hold the head and separate it from the people. All what you see is blood, blood, blood. No, this is haram. If it has music and you're unable to mute it, this is haram. But if you want to play football and there's no music, no bleeding, no nudity, football for men, huh? Not for, I don't know if they have video games for women. Mainly it's Brazil, Argentina, Spain, and Germany. So it's all men. this is okay. If you're playing race cars, it's okay. Mario go-karting, it's okay. It seems to be okay. No music, yes, there's no problem. But it has to fall under the Islamic guidelines. Now, if you have something that is un-Islamic of these games, of making movies, then this becomes haram. Watching movies, haram. What kind of movies are you going to watch? She said, halal movies, Sheikh. Are there halal movies? I'd be more than grateful if you can show me some. Most movies either have women, nudity, violence, music, or the content itself is haram, like sorcery and magic and stuff like this. So all of this is haram. You should avoid this. You should not. A Muslim is not wasting his time watching such things. Now, if you're asking about what's the ruling on making them, I would say, no, this is not permissible. You're making people in 3D. You're the one who's the software programmer making these images and live people. No, this is exactly what the Prophet has cursed those doing it. And Allah knows best.
Sheikh, today we know that there are families living in different parts of the world. For example, the son may be in Saudi, the mother may be in India. So if our relative dies, so how long is it permissible to keep him there? For example, they say the son is coming from UK or the daughter is coming to see the deceased. So can we keep the deceased for maybe 6-7 hours or should we bury the deceased?
I've stated this before. And I said if it's for a half a day, maximum a day, we can tolerate this. This is acceptable. But if it's more than that, the body would decompose and we would be postponing it for no reason. Now, the son or the daughter is coming from a different country. What for? Just to have the last look? This is not something that is of urgency, because if the deceased was a righteous person and you're keeping him this long, if he were to talk, would he approve of it? You say, come on, I want to go to my paradise. The deceased, once he's put in grave, his grave is a part of paradise. There's a window of paradise bringing all things unimaginable from that window. So you're keeping him away from that. Therefore, yani half a day is acceptable, maximum a day. But other than that, no, it's not. We conclude the chapter that deals with funeral prayer and funeral rites and the prayer in general. And inshallah, next time we meet, we begin discussing the book that deals with az-zakat. And until then, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.